Chapter 3. Education and Early Struggles. In my childhood, when the children who studied with me in the fifth grade asked me questions, I used to lie and say that I was studying. They tested me once, and I could not answer. They easily realized that I had not studied at all. In that hurt, I prayed to God. I prayed earnestly and persistently that if it was His will, since I was already of an age to be in the 10th grade, He would at least give me the chance to study up to the 8th grade. Earlier I had prayed that my mother and father would come back together and live as one. We moved back to Hyderabad. We reached a point where we could not even pay the house rent. My sister, my mother, and I spent time helplessly out on a railway platform. My grandmother gave me a Gideon Bible with a red cover. I read that Bible with great devotion. I longed to be able to study. We moved back to Nellore and settled there again. With no shelter and no food, we went 3 days fasting. At the school where my mother worked, they gave me the opportunity to sit privately for the 10th grade exams. The headmaster of that school wanted to test me and asked me to write an application to recover a bicycle that had been stolen, saying it needed to read like an official police report. I could not write it properly, realizing that my standard was not where it needed to be. They trained me from the very fundamentals. I sat for the 10th grade exams and passed in the first class. Nobody could believe it. As everyone wondered whether it was really true, I grew in trust in my Savior. Reading the Bible and praying, I came to salvation before my mother and sister did, and took refuge in the Lord. I was eager to take part in church activities. Through Bible study, messages, and youth meetings, I found salvation. And through the experience of water baptism, I came to know that God Himself was guiding and caring for me. Because my father had rejected us, society looked down on us. People spoke of me with contempt, saying that without a father's upbringing, I would surely turn into a thief. But the Lord's grace stayed close to me and gave me courage. I lived in gratitude for the love God had shown me, with a deep interest in His Word. In 1989, I came to a settled assurance of salvation.